no matter what medium you use. The effectiveness of advertising is measured by just one yardstick. And for advertisers everywhere, that yardstick is results. Yet, there is one special medium that transcends the normal parameters of home and household. A medium that travels freely from kitchen to living room to backyard barbecue, from automobile to office to the great out of doors. It is a medium of enormous richness and diversity. A medium that can be found wherever people reside or work or go on vacation to relax. The medium is, of course, radio. And morning, noon, and night, week in and week out, in every season, radio gets results. So open your ears and open your mind to a medium that literally fills the air with unlimited potential and creative possibilities. Radio gets results.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results.
Radio does get results. And here at KQQQ and KHTR, we enjoy helping our advertisers get the results they're looking for. For the next few minutes, we'd like to introduce you to some of our advertisers and let them share with you, in their own words, the success they've enjoyed advertising on our stations.
I'm Dave Mitchell with Carlson Bug and Lee Travel in Moscow, Idaho. Our radio station, KQQQ, called me up to do a radio promotion with them, including a couple of Rose Bowl giveaway packages. We did not know whether Washington State University was going to qualify, so we produced the ads and had them running about a week before the qualifying game was played. Along the line of, just in case they win, we have this great package to the Rose Bowl, which includes yada, yada, yada. When they won, when Washington State won the Apple Cup, 10 minutes after that game was over, the phone started ringing and we had people booking. We had about 300 calls between 9 and 12 that morning. Well, it suggested, first of all, that apparently a lot of people listened to radio because we were not advertising anywhere else at the time to promote this special that we were doing. And other than a little bit of word of mouth, all our calls had to come off of the radio. We had people actually coming up to us and saying, oh, by the way, we're going to be booking our Disney package next month to take the family down to Disney for spring break. We'll be in to see you the week after the game is over when we get back home. And there was a number of those, not just one, but a number of them, who said that they would be coming back in to see us for their future travel plans. And these are also all people that have never used us before. So they're all new customers.
My name is James P. DeVleming, and I'm an optometrist in Pullman, Washington. We do a spot called Ask Dr. DeVleming Answers to Your Vision Questions on KHTR and KQQQ. There are 60-second spots where patients, people out in the world, write in questions about their eyes, the health of their eyes, and I answer them on the air and hopefully inform the public as to what's going on with their eyes and what optometry is and things like that. Quite a few really have come in saying they're here because they've heard me on the radio. KHTR and KQQQ have a wide enough audience and things that I seem to be hitting just about everyone. Just with new people coming to the office, it has paid for itself. It's a self-funding thing.
Angela Reitmeier and Judy Finch, partners in The Ivy in downtown Pullman.
We've done direct mail and newspaper advertising. Never felt like the newspaper advertising reached enough people. Never got absolute feedback saying, I saw your ad in the paper. When we started doing radio, we were just amazed at the amount of people who came in saying, heard your ad on the radio. Boy, I was driving over here and heard it on the radio and thought, well, that's pretty great that people took the time to mention where they heard it from and consequently had our best turnout after 7 years, and we were very pleased. That was our Christmas open house recently, and we did it also for our fall anniversary sale, and once again had our best turnout ever.
When we originally opened our shop, we thought that paper was all that was really available to us and felt that we never really got any feedback from paper. Then we started forming our own mailing out that we do for our special open houses and got somewhat of a response back. We at least felt that it reminded our customer that we were still here, but still our open houses were not as successful as we thought they should be. We just never really felt our advertising dollars were doing much until I actually did radio and actually had feedback and people coming in saying they'd heard the ad, they came in because of that. It was phenomenal. We could not believe, we were totally never even dreamed it could be that successful.
Keating Johnson, principal conductor of the Washington, Idaho Symphony.
It was kind of interesting. Jen had gone to an American Symphony Orchestra League convention where they talked about using radio as a way to advertise for orchestras because you can include sound as opposed to print. And so she thought, well, we should try that. And that's when we started. The single ticket sales for that whole first year was doubled. And when we talked about it at a board meeting, people, you know, trying to plan a budget for the next season, people said, well, and we kind of spent a lot more on that we'd never done before in radio advertising last year. I mean, is that something we want to keep doing? And Jen pulled out the single ticket sales and said, well, here's what we sold in season tickets, but the single ticket sales on each concert almost doubled.
Heidi Jarvis, the symphony's general manager.
Historically, the Washington, Idaho Symphony has mainly dealt with print media, mostly the local newspapers, some of the outlying rural area newspapers. And we also worked with some of the local cable networks. I think our ticket sales, I think the term flat is appropriate. I think that we were getting an average audience, perhaps 30 to 40% of our halls. When we went to radio advertising, we increased our audience from at least 40 to 60% on an average.
Jim Kerr, owner of Palouse Audio in Pullman.
These last ads that we've run with Hot 104 and KQQQ have been some of the best ads that we've ever run. I've had customers from local businesses. I have customers that come in my store that actually make it a point to tell us that they heard the ad on the radio. We heard your ad on the radio. I was driving down the street. We had to come in. We had to get it today. I had one customer tell me the other day that she wanted to match the face with the voice. So you're the face with the voice on the ad that I heard on the radio. And then she proceeded to tell me about the ad, and then I finished it for her.
Jeff Williams, owner of Unisex Haircutters in Pullman.
Well, it's funny because I came from a radio background, and as a person who worked in the field of radio, I was always like, yeah, radio is the most effective way of getting out your message. And the first thing I did when I purchased a business, for reasons I cannot explain, is I advertised everywhere else. We did it in newspapers, we did coupon books, we did, you know, everything but radio. And we had no success with anything until we turned back to radio, and it's been extremely successful for us. Well, we took our advertising budget for coupons last year and put it all into radio. It was very successful for us. In fact, coupons had been a regular pain. Well, the people that were reading the coupon wrong, that came into the salon, that were expecting one thing, and you know, we had to then alter our services to provide what they were expecting because we just, that's the way we are. With radio, it wasn't that way at all. You know, we didn't have to con somebody to come in with a free gimmick or a discount or anything like that. It just gave us the opportunity to say, hey, this is who we are, this is what we do, this is the quality you can expect, and it worked. It worked. We believe in continuing education for our employees. Apparently, they do at the radio station as well because they're always talking about the new conferences that they've gone to where they're teaching them. I mean, there's a scientific method to writing ad copy. We give it to them, they hone it, they finish it, and then by the time it's done, it's very polished and still contains all the elements of what we want to say.
I'm completely sold on radio advertising out of anything else that we do. And I was thinking about why on the way over to work, because I was listening to the radio as opposed to newspaper. And I realized that when you're reading a newspaper, you don't have to read any of those ads. But when you're driving along in a car, you're a captive audience and you do listen to the ad.
When you need to get your message through, people really do listen to you coming through loud and clear. No matter what you're telling, no matter what you're selling, everyone will hear. Radio gets results. Radio, radio gets results. Radio, radio.
When you have a story to tell or a product or service to sell, call KQQQ and KHTR because radio gets results.